Lynn Parsons, podcast number 29, the 24th of February, 2006.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Evening then, how are you? Down the chalet at the bottom of the garden, and it's freezing out there. Oh, we've had our fair droppings of snow. That's probably the wrong way to describe them. We've had quite a bit of snow here, which is probably half an inch or so. But every half of an inch counts. Where have I heard that before? We've got a sledge somewhere. We've got to go up to the loft later and have a look for it. In the house tonight, we have feathers, or we have boas. We have fluffy things. We have chocolate cake. We have strawberries. We have chocolate butter icing. We have Tintin. We have Lin Lin. And I'm glad that we've got you too. Oh, we have some great music for you tonight. Check out this from Natives of the New Dawn. It's called People.
Keep that music fed. So there's music playing in your head, it's in your head.
Down on that instrument.
Very nice too. The Natives of the New Dawn with People. They're from Michigan and they claim to have been influenced heavily by Tribe Called Quest, love that band, Led Zeppelin, and there were moments there, just that music break sounded so Santana, and I can tell you there are a couple of their tracks on the Podsafe Music Network, and we will be playing another one very soon. Thank you for all your emails, a couple of people to say hello to. April Parsons, how brilliant your version of Katrina's singing was. I wish you'd do it more often. Can you get her on the show? Do you know? We're going to get her on the show. We're going to get her in here to perform for you. and she might have a chat with us as well. Never know. And I'm so delighted that Jamie from the Argyle Pimps emailed to say thank you very much for playing him. What a great... But that was such a good song, wasn't it, to finish the show with last week. In fact, we've been humming it all this week. Go on, no. All right, you're not so good now. I thought you were going to say that. So we've had some snow. I don't know if you've had some snow where you are in the world, which makes me think about all the people I know that have been skiing for half term. I know several people that I won't mention by name. However, they had dreadful times. There was lots of snow, there were many blizzards, and there was plenty of skiing fun. But there did involve some nosebleeds because of altitude sickness. Can you imagine going for the first time skiing and having altitude sickness? Been skiing, Tintin?
Never.
Oh, maybe that's the next thing we should do.
Could be.
Not just now, though. Broken arms. We've had two broken arms in our neighbourhood. And curling. And I have to talk about the curling because, sadly, Sports Boy's not feeling very well this week. Curling. I can understand in your dreams as a child you could think, I want to skate for the Olympics. I want to toboggan for the Olympics. But what sort of person says, I want to curl in the Olympics? You know, they push this heavy thing off the side like a dustbin lid, and then they use brushes. They use like brooms that you sweep the yard with. And I've never really understood where they get the high. Is it at the point when you push the dustbin lid at the beginning, or the point when they could be doing all sorts of things the way they move those brushes. That's neither here nor there. If you would like to email us for any particular reason, we'd love to hear from you, she says. The email address is Lynn, Lynn, at lynnparsons.net. Our website address is simply lynnparsons.net. And who knows what you'll find there? All manner of things.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn. I'm sorry I haven't called for a while, but I've been very poorly. I've got old bird flu. Bye.
Oh, dear. Must send her some of our chocolate cake. Hope she gets better soon. There's a new voice to the Lynn Parsons podcast.
Yes, live and direct from Stow on the World, it's Tiffany Bubbles.
Oh, good evening.
Hello, Lynn, it's Tiffany Bubbles with all that's hot and all that's not in showbiz, showbiz, showbiz.
Oh, how exciting to have you on the show. Any snow where you are in, is it Stow on the World or Snow on the World?
Well, just a little flurry tonight, that's all I'll say.
Oh, we like flurries. Tell me, do you know anything about the Tom Cruise thing?
Well, I'm going to start by dispelling a few rumours about Tom and Katie. They haven't split up. It's not true. Now, this all came about because Tom flew to Australia alone to attend media mogul Kerry Packer's funeral. Katie didn't go because A, she doesn't know him, and B, she's very pregnant and can't fly. So despite this news, Tom, Mr. Serious, is still considering suing US magazine Life and Style for claiming the split is 100% serious. Ooh,
There's no smoke without fire, is there, Tiffany? What about the business of Coldplay splitting up?
Oh, another rumour. Well, let me quash it here and now.
Mm.
They're not splitting up.
Hurrah!
It's just another baby thing.
Oh, those babies.
Gwyneth, wife of Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, is about to give birth to a little baby brother or sister for Apple. for the guy, he just needs a bit of paternity leave, surely.
Yes, of course. Now, there has been news this week, I know, that there is an official... What is the last thing you get? Is it a decree nisi, a divorce?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, Jennifer and Brad, they are divorced. They are no more. And it involved a $60 million settlement. She gets the house in Beverly Hills. And apparently he gets to keep the production company that they created together. That's called Plan B Productions. And also, I think Jen said he could have the toasted sandwich maker as well.
And is there any romance on the horizon for anyone out there in the snow?
Well, all I'm going to say is it's bad news for all those potential Mrs. Clooneys out there.
What?
Apparently, Renee and George Clooney appear to be back together. Yeah, Miss Zellweger and George were seen snogging, can you believe it?
Snogging?
After the BAFTAs. Yeah, snogging.
You didn't see it, did you?
No, I'd have slapped her if I did.
I'd have slapped him. Did I say that? Is that it then this week?
Well, just remember, this is Tiffany Bubble saying see you soon for all that's hot and all that's not in showbiz, showbiz, showbiz.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany.
Shy boy, don't say goodbye, boy. You just might need a little help in the art of conversation. In time, boy, you will be mine, boy. You irresistible, kissable you. It's time to stop this flirtation. End the conversation. You don't need to be shy with me. Shy boy, now you're my boy, and you're not so shy anymore.
Stein, you'll find her under the category jazz on the PodSafe Music Network. Many songs on there. I thought that was kind of cool, actually. Shy boy here with my hot toddy. Oh, it was too good to be true, wasn't it? That moment. Come in then. Oh, for goodness sake.
Mommy.
Hello. I thought doors were only supposed to stick in the summer.
Oh, he's coming.
I can hear him singing. Cooey.
Oh, Henri.
Look, now, what are we going to do? We do have to get you some thermals, really. I know that you like to clean in the noddy, but
yes.
In the nude.
Yes.
That is why I'm wearing a scarf tonight.
Yes, it's not really covering very much, is it? Your throat,
it's covering your throat, which is what I need.
I've just got used to looking at the other bits. Although you do look a little smaller tonight. It's probably the cold, isn't it? So what news, children?
Oh, well, we recovered from the Brits, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Has it been all downhill? Has it all been just cleaning this week, or...?
Well, sort of, yes. It's been a lot of cleaning. We got a few contracts from the Brits.
And of course, from your, have you had any more calls about your cleaning by hypnosis?
Oh, we're still working on it. Excellent. We are doing, going to record a few more episodes.
If you don't mind me saying, you look a little happier than usual, darling, tonight. You've got a bit flushed.
She has had a surprise.
Have you had a surprise?
I've had a bigger surprise.
It has been a big, exciting week. Well, you remember before we did the bonfire night?
Do you remember that? Bob the warden and everything.
Well, I had to give up my driving lessons.
Yes, are you back on the road again?
Well, yes, but I am really back on the road because this week I passed my test.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, la la. Well done. Oh. Audrey, what do you mean you've had an even bigger shock?
Yes, she's passed her driving test.
Oh, a man of little...
Oh, little faith.
Faith?
No. You mean she now wants to drive the car?
Oh, yes, the
van. And I have to sit in the passenger seat and go, oh, no! Oh, no!
What sort of car do you drive, Henri?
What? What sort of... naturally.
Is it one that goes zoom, zoom, zoom?
Oh, how witty.
Yes.
No, it is one that goes, shake your ass, shake your ass, shake your ass.
Of course it would be, wouldn't it?
Yes,
I see you, baby.
Renault,
yes,
shake
I
your
see
ass.
You, baby.
Shake your ass. It has a big bum.
It is big bum.
Yes.
Oh, me.
Now, what do we should really celebrate. We can't have a drink because that wouldn't be the thing to do if you're out on the road.
No.
What should we do to celebrate?
Well,
I suppose we could...
any traditions in France?
We could take the ale plates.
Yes.
And we could burn them.
What do you mean, burn them?
Well,
it is an old tradition in France.
No,
yes.
not fire.
You take the ale plates.
Yes.
And you burn them.
No, not fire. I really don't think we should be doing fire this week, should
yes.
we?
Yes.
But we've got all these feathers and everything in here. I don't think this is a very good idea.
I need to find my matches.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay.
I will strike a match.
Oh, no.
And we now burn the uplets.
I'm a little bit worried about this. Whatever you do, don't open the door. We don't need any more air.
What? Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. No, watch your fingers. Your fingers.
Oh, for goodness sake. Play some music. The alarm's going off. What do you do now? Oh, help us out, Luther Allison. Are you all right now, Delphine?
What do you say in English?
You need to lie down, I suspect.
No. I need a Jack Daniels and Coke. Sun's sinking deep. Fire's burning down. Hard to see the moon when the smoke is all around. I live in a big city. And they tell me we are free. I hear babies cry. There'll be killing in these streets. How many heartaches? How many years of pain? Just how many funerals before the streets be safe again? I live in a big city. We are free. I hear babies crying. There'll be killing in these streets. Thank you.
going down. Police using his billy stick. When the blood starts flowing, it'll be flowing till the morning come again. I live in a big city, and they tell me that we are free. Now I hear these babies crying. Do you know what that's doing to me? Now it's time to hurt a
No, the music gets better and better and better and better and better and better. Luther Allison, Big City. And I was going to say out of the same stable as Katie Weston on Alligator Records from the Podsafe Music Network under Blues. That category is just full of complete gems. And we brought you the news last week that Katie Weston had sadly passed away. And Tintin spun a bit of research. And Luther Allison, who I reckon was massive in his time, is unfortunately no longer with us either. And that's probably why he's on the Podsafe Music Network, isn't it? Because he's not going to claim any... Oh, you stop laughing, Tintin. I'm not sure if you find me funny or you're listening to something else on your headphones. It's great, whatever you're listening to. We would love to hear from you. You know that. Tell us what the weather's like where you are. Do you remember... a few weeks ago, we spoke to our friend Ed Kelb, who was in Ohio. We have a fantastic guy to talk to called Lucretia, who is living in a place just outside Venice in Italy. And in a couple of weeks' time, he's going to tell us what happens in that part of town. So if you've never been and you just wonder what it's like to be someone from that part of town, or part of the world indeed, we will have that information for you. And if you were thinking to yourself, I'd really like to stand up and tell everybody about Cornwall, or I'd really like to stand up and tell everybody about New York or California or somewhere maybe way off the beaten track, we would love to hear from you, and we'll even speak to you on the air. You can contact us, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. I'd love to talk to you. And the website address, lynnparsons.net. Now, you keep yourself warm wherever you are. I'll tell you, if you're listening to this and you're in the sunshine, it's minus something here. Minus the alcohol. But we're having fun. Can't wait for the spring. Some of the music played on the show, as you well know, is from the Podsafe Music Network, and you can check that out at music.podshow.com. May I recommend the blues tracks? They are just superb. And we'll have more music for you on the show next week. If you enjoyed the show, as always, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Hello? Hello? Will you pick up that phone? I know you're there. Pick it up. It's Bob the Fire Warden here. I can hear you burning Delphine's L plates without me on the premises to supervise. Well, I'll let you off this once, but you'd better not let it happen again. Flaming cheek. And I mean that literally.
All non-music material, copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.